We're not going to complain about the weather because, thank goodness, we don't live in the mid-Atlantic. Good morning there, Pat Pagano.
That's right. And we call the shots on this one.
Yes, you did.
Way in advance, because a lot of people say, you know, oh, you know, they never get it right. Yeah, we get it right. And, you know, there were a lot of other weather sources I saw this time last week building up a possible storm for the weekend, for this past weekend. And we were a little hesitant, but it did look like it was going to stay south. It did. They got all the snow, Virginia, North Carolina, of course, all the way back to Texas. That storm going out to sea, not going to bother us. A fair amount of sunshine, 40 today, clear tonight, mid-teens, 35 to 40 and sunny for Tuesday. See a trip into the city. We'll have no problems, Marshall. Wednesday, partly sunny, mid-30s. Thursday, partly cloudy, 35 to 40. And then increasing cloudiness Friday in the 40s. Rain on Saturday. Rain and wind. Marshall's favorite combination.
What temperature?
40s.
Oh, boy.
Now, could be 30s, but it's not. And that's the way it looks. So we'll have to see. The storm right now looks like it could be a little on the complicated side for the weekend. I wouldn't be surprised if before we get to the tail end of it, Sunday night into Monday, that we see some snow on the tail end of it. But that is a week away. All right. So, Marshall, I'm sure, already read my Facebook page. So in case, I'm sure our listeners don't know, but yesterday after church, went outside, dragged a tree to the patio, put it in the stand, brought it upright. This is after cutting off the bottom and some of the top. Cut the net off, the netting, dragged it in the house, put it up in the corner, got on the ground, tightened the screws on the stand, tree fell on me, knocked a couple of things off the mantelpiece, broke them. The tree stand, which was an older tree stand, cracked in a couple of places. So, put the tree down, ran out, got a new tree stand, one that attaches to a piece of plywood. Did that, put the stand on, got the tree up at 4 p.m. And that's where it is.
Now, when you got hit by the tree, you know, the worst thing about getting, when something like that happens, one year I actually, with a real tree, the tree didn't fall completely over, but, you know, was leaning back towards me, and one of the branches with with pines hit me right in the eye.
Okay.
And I'll tell you.
You're going to say that. I was very smart. You know, ever since that accident a year, 2 years ago with the soap in my eye in the shower, I don't do anything that I know could splinter, shatter, etc. without glasses. Not only did I have my glasses on, I put a coat on with a hood when I got underneath the chair, so a tree, so that I wouldn't get all the pine needles in my hair.
Now,
I had on my coat and my glasses when the tree fell on me.
And who was helping you?
Gary,
And did Gary try to stop it, or did he just let it go, say, whoa, watch out below?
No, he had, I don't know what he was doing when that happened, and then he came running, and he picked up the tree.
Well, at least he took the tree off you.
Yeah, well, at least that. So really, you know, you're looking at, you know, 6-7 hours to get the tree in and get it up yesterday. And there's nothing on it now. You know, I call it a mini Rockefeller Center Christmas tree because it is so wide. Marshall, I don't ever remember getting a real tree this wide.
Well, no,
it's got to be width-wise. From what this is, you know, at the fullest part of the tree, which is like, you know, toward the bottom, I would say it's got to be 9 feet.
I'll never forget when my mother had a log cabin years ago, and it's my brother's house now. It has a 40-foot cathedral ceiling in the living room, so you can't get an 8-foot or 9-foot Christmas tree for there because it'll look. You can't. So I went to Hoosonic Valley Regional High School. I think they had like a 15-16-foot tree. I had a Volkswagen Rabbit at the time.
my goodness.
So we bought the tree. They netted it up. I got in the car, and they threw. We had to have the windows open. They put the ropes through the windows, right? Because I only lived about 5 miles from there. And they gave me a big pair of cutters for when I got home, so I get out of the car. And I drove home, and I get this tree off the top of the car, and I drag it in, and I get to the front door, and my mother's standing there. She says, "It's too damn big. Take it back."
Oh, no.
That tree.
Did you?
I said, "Mom, get out of the way, because otherwise I'm going to walk right. This tree is going inside." Got it in, got it set up, got it all roped and set up and everything. And it was the most beautiful tree, she admitted, that she had ever had. She got friends in and some of her workers to decorate it with the tinsel. Right. And it really was. And if she would put it in the corner of the room where it was about 18 feet high in the corner. And it fit beautifully. But she saw the size of it. She thought it would be too big. But she didn't realize it was one of the first years in the house. You got a 40-foot cathedral ceiling living room. You put an 8 or 9 foot Christmas tree in there, and it's going to look puny.
Yeah, yeah.
So, anyway.
So, I'm sure everybody has a story. And then, I told you about my dear friend Bob, who passed away. Yeah. We're waiting for funeral arrangements, and I thought about you when this came down the line. Not, ladies and gentlemen, not because funeral arrangements, God forbid. God forbid. No, I just thought they are having, I guess we'll call it a service, at a church in the city on 15th Street between 5th and 6th Avenue this Saturday at 3 p.m.
God. Oh, my God.
And I'm thinking to myself, you've got to be kidding. Not only that, not only am I thinking, a week and a half before Christmas to go down there, but I'm thinking, I have my annual Tapan Christmas holiday dinner at 6.
You won't be able to go to it. You just won't be able to go to it.
I'm going. And the other thing that's bothering me right now is the rain and the wind. To have to drive into the city, especially if it's going to be pouring rain with flooding all over.
And where is it going to be again?
On 15th Street between 5th and 6th.
Boy, it's also low. That's very low. It's oh God.
Yeah, it's St. Xavier, the Church of St. Xavier, and I mean I have no idea about parking. I'm sure there's no available parking.
So just send your regrets. And send some flowers, I'll tell you what time is the service?
3 p.m.
You think you'll, what time is the dinner?
6 p.m.
You think you'll make it to dinner by 6 p.m.?
Well, if the church is over at 4, I'm hoping to be home. I mean, from my house to the city, to there is about 40, 45 minutes, so I'm hoping I would be home by 5:30. Change, and even if I got there, they say get there at 6. They never serve dinner before 8. So I figured even if I got there at 7, it's not a big deal. They already know about it, and I told them. I said, looks like, I am going to be late. And they just, shook their head like they couldn't believe it. There's not going to be any casket. None of that, because he was cremated. So there's not going to be any of that at all. It's just basically going to be a service.
All right. And good luck.
Good luck. That's all you could say, right?
Good luck with that.
That's right. Talk about stress, Marshall. Yeah, stress, stress, stress.
Papageno loves stress.
I just love it.
Stress, yeah. Stress should be your middle name.
Yeah,
Pat,
it really should
stress
be.
Stress Pagano.
Yeah.
What's your middle name? What's your name? What's your
Anthony.
Name? Anthony. Oh, sure. Anthony. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I wish you good luck on that day, because between the rain, the traffic, and then it's in the lower part of the city, and it's you're going to have a heck of a time getting back to your house by 5:30.
You think so?
Yeah. I mean, you might be back by 6:30. I mean, and that still gets you to the place okay on time, so.
But you think it'll take that long, huh?
I don't know. I think the chances are good. The chances are good. Well, anyways, so we'll follow this weather this week.
Thank you for those encouraging words.
Anytime. I'll speak to you tomorrow, Pat.
Thanks, Marshall.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio as we get set to wrap up this first hour of The Breakfast Club. Thanks for joining us on Facebook Live. Now you folks can switch over to TuneIn or else listen to the radio. And everybody else, well, thank you for joining us at 6 o'clock. We're going to move on now to hour number 2 and 3. Coming up in this next hour, guess what? Going to be speaking about the Sharon Playhouse. They've got something special coming up, so stay tuned for that. So stay with us. Oh, of course, what else do we have? We have in the next hour none other than Arthur Schwartz, the food maven, as well.
Robin Hood Radio is WHDD AM and FM Sharon, WBSL FM Sheffield,